Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And we are back and better than ever. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, a post wisdom tooth extraction podcast. We'll get all into that today on the Everyday Saturday show. Want to thank everybody for all your well wishes, your great tweets, your Facebook posts, your emails. Loving the Everyday Saturday fans. You guys are awesome, man. Before we go any further, my name's Sam Crowley, Monday, April 7th, 2014. You're listening to the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. From Australia to the UK, North, South America, Antarctica. I know we got listeners in Antarctica as well as the North Pole. I know because I know. I just know, man. I can feel in my bones. By the way, you will win the lottery if you give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. It's been documented. It is a fact. You will win the lotto if you go to iTunes and give our podcast a 5-star rating with great comments. I want to thank all the listeners, man. You guys, such great comments. Seriously, or you can go to everydaysaturday.com, click on the podcast button, and listen live. Well, live right then and there, because you're live. You know what I mean? The show will be streamed on the website. Just hit the podcast button. Every day I put out a brand new podcast, because when I was a corporate slave stuck in the rat race inside the cubicle, sitting across from the overweight person microwaving their mac and cheese for lunch, the putrid smell that permeated all throughout the workplace, I would have loved to have listened to a show like this. I would have loved to listen to me. At that time, I was the only one that ever wanted to listen to me. I remember my boss at the time used to say, "Hey, dude, can you save that motivational crap? Nobody really wants to hear that." I'm in Toronto this weekend, my friend, speaking at the Toronto Business Wealth Summit. If you're in the area, shoot me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. I'll hook you up with a VIP pass free of charge as my guest. Speaking all around the world, and how about that, Mr. Boss Man? How do you like me now, right? How's that motivational, quote-unquote, I'm holding up the air quotes, how's the motivational crap smelling now, my friend? So anybody that tells you to give up on your dream and nobody wants to hear and who do you think you are, just remember the boss I used to have. I've had so many bosses, man. I got to record a show. I did a YouTube video back in the day called "You're Stupid from the Ankles Up." I don't think I ever turned that into a podcast. Greatest boss I ever had, Bruce. Parks Department, Bradford, PA, circa 1988. 1987 as well. Crowley used to tell me all the time, "Crowley, you're stupid from the ankles up." I was like, wow, that doesn't leave a whole heck of a lot to be intelligent with. So imagine having your boss tell you that all the time. I got to record a show like that. Well, I got to write that one down. Hold on a second. Note to self, podcast. Stupid from the ankles up. Love it. I have to do that this week. So anywho, it's Monday, and I had my wisdom teeth taken out on Friday. Let me tell you, so I want to take you through this process, because as you may imagine, I'm stuttering now. I've got four less teeth in my mouth. So you thought I was a stutter bad before. I'm like Porky Pig on steroids now. So I'm in the waiting room, man. I'm just filled with so much gratitude now, because all right, I'll let you in on a little secret. Your esteemed host of the Everyday Saturday podcast was a little bit scared going into this process last week. No, I wasn't a lot scared, but come on, man. I'm going to have somebody I never met before getting into my mouth and yanking out some teeth. I'm not really into that. Not at the age of 45, man. No lollipop is going to make me feel better after this appointment. So my wife Angela drove me to the oral surgeon's office, was all set for my 10:20 appointment. Little bit uneasy, couldn't eat after midnight the night before, so I don't know if I told you I jammed down a large pizza with about 20 wings Thursday night. Got a little bit off my diet, but I'm a big fan of food, and I thought that you're making me go 10, 11 hours without eating, then of course I won't be able to eat after. So we're talking about a way too long for this 6'2", 200-pounder to go without food. So anywho, I get into the office and we're waiting and we're waiting and we're waiting. And I'm like, it's a half hour now. And the reason we're waiting, I think he was jammed up because there was another elderly gentleman. His wife was there. He was getting 4 implants at the same time. Now, this is where the gratitude starts in, because I'm thinking, dang, at least I'm not getting 4 implants done at once. And he's awake for it. They're knocking me out. And I've never been knocked out before. I've never had anesthesia. Those of you that have anesthesia before, you know what I'm talking about, man. You wake up groggy. You kind of takes a couple days to get back on your feet again. So I'm getting all these, I'm not a big fan. I don't worry a lot. It's like I wasn't worried about, dying in the dentist chair, but I'm just uneasy about how my mouth is going to feel. And this is how I make a living, man, with my mouth, So I got to make sure I can talk again. So it's just a little bit of those uneasy feelings. And then I'm thinking, this poor guy, man, getting 4 implants at one time. And anytime I go through, it never fails. I don't know if this happens with you. If you're present and you're really paying attention in life, you always see this happening. When you're worried about something, there's usually something going on right around you that's a lot worse. Like, that could be you. You know what I mean? Like, you go to visit somebody, or maybe you're in the hospital and the hospital bed, and there's somebody you're sharing the room with or right down the hall that they got way more health problems than you have. Maybe you lost your job or you were downsized, but somebody else, your neighbor or somebody, just lost their house, got foreclosed, they went bankrupt or something along those lines. There's always something. You know, when I had to file bankruptcy back in 2005, I don't know if this was because I wanted to feel better. It wasn't because I was trying to find people that were doing worse than I was, but I was trying to find people that were doing worse than I was, because I'm like, God, I wanted to know. I wanted to know the answer to this question. Am I the biggest loser that's ever lived? Because when you don't know what you don't know, I mean, put yourself in a situation. You've been there. You're at the top of your game. When you're at the top, there's only one place to go, right? Straight down. And when you're at the bottom, there's only one place to go, and that is straight up. So when I was at the bottom, I was like, wow, there's only one place to go, but I got to know, did I just do the dumbest thing in the world by making a bad business deal, or is there somebody else? And as I started to research, I started finding individuals who were really, Harvard MBAs, and they had hundreds and millions of dollars. They lost it all. I mean, I didn't lose nearly that much. And I was thinking, wow, if they're smarter than I am and they had all this money and they lost it, I don't feel that bad. And here's the best part. Here's the best part about it. They got it back. Like, they got it back. You know how they got it back? Because they just woke up the next day and they started doing what they were conditioned to do, and that is to go make a connection, go create something, go do something. Just go create what? What do we talk about? The big M word all the time. Momentum. Innovation and momentum, the two greatest things to get any business going. You don't even need your own innovation. You don't even need to use your own ideas. I mean, if you're a great salesperson, you can use somebody else's product, sell it. Look at the affiliate marketing world on the internet. I mean, if you're a great marketer, you can just go to a place like clickbank.com or any one of these places and just go use somebody else's product that they've put all the money, all the research, all the marketing efforts behind, and you go sell it all day long, making 50% commission, and you don't got to deal with any of the chargebacks, the refunds, the customer service, nothing like that. I mean, I've been a salesperson pretty much my whole life. That's how I came up through the corporate ranks, selling somebody else's product. It wasn't until I got this vision, this passion for the Everyday is Saturday brand that I said, yeah, this is something that I can get behind more than somebody else's product. That's the only reason I did it. But if you're currently selling another product that's not yours, it ain't the end of the world. It isn't the perfect plan. I think the perfect plan is you getting the confidence to create your own product, your own brand, get your own movement going. But look, if you can just create momentum right now and get behind an innovation that somebody else has done, just for now, doesn't need to be your long-term plan, you can make hundreds and thousands of dollars and make yourself financially free, and then do what? And then go invest in yourself, in your own idea. So as I was researching this, and I'm sitting in the waiting room as well. It took me back to when I used to research when I was, lost everything. There's always somebody worse off than you. So here's a gentleman who's probably in a tremendous amount of pain, costing probably 5 times what it cost, to get my wisdom teeth out. You know what's funny? Insurance companies are just crazy, man. I don't understand insurance. I'll never understand insurance. I got this dental insurance through Humana, and it's a pretty good plan, you know, as far as dental insurance goes. Look, there ain't no dental. I've already cried on your shoulders about my daughter and now my wife's orthodontics, right? I'm out 15 grand in braces so far, and I still got two more daughters coming up the pike. I'm like staring at their teeth. Hey, let me see your teeth, Paigey. My daughter's 8. What are you talking? Just let me see. I'm just trying to calculate the next 3 years of my financial life. Let me see your teeth real quick. But the insurance company covered two of my teeth and didn't cover two, and only covered half of the other two. It's like, what's the difference? Like, you'll cover the upper, but not the bottom. I have no idea how they got to that, and didn't cover any of the anesthesia. So the bill was like $1,500, $1,700, something like that. $600 was anesthesia. Speaking of which, freaked me out. So they finally bring me in. It was 11. My appointment was at 10:20. And then it finally got to be 11 a.m. They bring me back and they sit me in the chair, apologize for the wait. And the assistant's getting me all prepped and stuff. And then I'm trying to joke, make light, you know, it ain't working. It's not that they're not nice people. They're on a mission, which is my point. When I was talking about this last week, I don't need Jay Leno pulling my wisdom teeth. I want a guy that's serious. This is why specialists get wealthy. Remember the saying, generalists get paid, specialists get wealthy. If you're an endodontist, oral maxillofacial surgeon, any of these other ones, you're making more money than a general dentist, okay? If you're an emergency room doctor, you're not making as much as the head of cardiovascular surgeon. You just ain't doing it. And in life, as an entrepreneur, you know that podcast I recorded last month? You ought to go back and listen to it again, called Riches in the Niches, because when you finally figure out the niche that you want to play in and be the best at and be that individual that people go to, that's when you're going to make all the money. And that's when you're going to be the most excited. And that's when you're going to be the specialist, getting wealthy. So I sat down in a chair and a little bit of small talk, and in comes the man, Dr. Randy, ready to rip out my teeth. So I joked with him a little bit. He came in, you know, washed his hands. I said, so, he goes, how you doing? I go, I'm doing great. More importantly, how are you doing? Because you're the one that's going to be doing all the work today. I go, did you get a good night's sleep last night, Doc? You know, are you well rested? You didn't go out and hit it hard or anything like that? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. It was a joke. It's a joke. Don't take it out on me. All right. Let's be cool. So he hit right into it, man. He pricks the, you know, your arm where they're going to put in the IV. And he said, okay, we're going to put you to sleep. And here comes the sleepy juice. And just as he was saying that, the assistant she goes, I'm just going to wrap this oxygen tube, hook it up to your nose here so you can breathe. And I was just about to say, hey, so when does this sleepy juice kick in? I was out, man. Totally out. Next thing I remember, my wife is hitting me on the shoulder. They let her come back into the room. She's got to stay there the whole time. It was probably a 40-minute procedure. And less than that, probably 30 minutes, because they came out, man, perfectly. They weren't impacted or anything like that. My wife's hitting me on the shoulder saying, wake up, Sam, wake up. Now, she's got it on video. Don't think I'm really ready to share that wake-up video. It wasn't my best effort, with a couple of gauze in my mouth looking like I just got hit by Mike Tyson at the age of 19. So it wasn't really my best effort trying to wake up from this. But it's the wildest feeling, man. You ever woken up from anesthesia? It's like it's weird. I mean, it is freaky weird that there's a drug that knocks you out. You have no memory, and the next thing you do, you're waking up. And I'm telling you what, man, it is. There's no waiting around. It's all right. Well, thanks for coming in, and let's get you. I'm like, hold on a second, man. I get a chance. We got a cup of coffee or something, a donut. I mean, what's up? We just went, okay, let's come on up. They send me out the back door almost like a fire escape. They don't want to parade you know, some drunken sailor through the lobby. Just got his wisdom teeth out. And I'm in the passenger seat of our car. My wife's driving me home. And I got to tell you, though. I was a little fearful. You know, I don't let fear and worry consume me, but I am a human being. The night before, I threw a big old prayer to the big man, and I said, look, dude, help a brother out. I'm not digging this hole getting your wisdom teeth out at 45. I told you about the video they show ahead of time, right? I mean, holy cow. They show you this video, it would scare anybody, you know, of getting this procedure done. I guess I got to do it maybe just to show you the worst case scenario. I don't know. But then I was sitting around Friday night, and I'm in a state of gratitude again. Now I'm sore, you know, and I'll leave all the gory details out about the gauze that's in your mouth for a day and things like that. But I'm thinking, man, check this out. You know, I have the ability to go in and pay $1,600, most of which insurance did not cover. And very few people can do that. You know, I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. It's actually the opposite. I'm very grateful. You know, dental insurance isn't, it's really very difficult to get good dental insurance. And a lot of people can't afford it anyway, regular insurance. So your teeth are very important, as is any part of your health, you know, just your regular general health on a daily basis. And I'm laying there Friday night, instead of thinking, oh, I'm in pain and all this and this day, I'm like, wow, I got this done. It's over. It's over. It's done. You know, I get the ibuprofen. I was knocking out 800 milligram tablets of ibuprofen mixed in with a couple of Vicodin here or there, but I'm not taking any of the Vicodin. I'm just not a fan of that strong drugs. I'm still on the ibuprofen. Mouth is a little sore today, but I sound okay, right? I mean, it's only been a couple of days since I had this procedure done, and it went okay. I mean, it went better than okay. I'm speaking in Toronto in 5 days. I mean, I'm excited. I'll be leaving for Toronto in a few days, and I get a chance to get back to what I'm doing again, what I love to do. That's speaking, that's creating this show, getting back on stage, and being able to do what I do and just pay a bill, get my health, and not be somebody that's stuck in a hospital bed, you know, with something way, way more serious. Thank God I didn't find anything serious. I mean, that's my whole point. That's kind of where I come from these days. Because back in the day, I used to be a person that was in, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I think a lot of us go through this, but some people keep it through their 40s and 50s and 60s thinking, I wish I was that person. You know, I wish I had that. You know what? I don't wish I was anybody else. I'm Sam Crowley, and you are who you are. And you are who you are for a reason. You understand that, right? Like, there's a calling on your life to get out and do what it is that only you can do, that only the message that you can bring, that only the skill sets that you have. I don't care if your greatest skill set is just pounding a nail into the board. If you're the best person in your area of pounding a nail into the board, you make a hell of a lot of money and make a hell of a lot of people happy. And more importantly, if it makes you happy, that's all that matters. That's all that matters, man. I get an opportunity to go speak. You know, I mean, I get to go speak after just being knocked out and getting four of these babies yanked out of my mouth. You know, it's just, I just sit here and I'm like, wow, you know, it's raining outside. I don't know where you guys live in the U.S. or one of the 100 countries that this show goes to all around the world, but it's a nasty day today in Cincinnati. It's raining. It's been raining. It's cloudy. It's going to be dark and cloudy. I'm in an eternal state of gratitude, man. I mean, I get to, there's no commute waiting for me at 5 o'clock. It's an hour long commute from downtown today, from downtown Cincinnati to my house. I guarantee it is. Okay. The weather is horrible. Traffic's going to be horrible. Maybe it's that way where you are as well. I get to work from home, and I've been doing this over 7 years because I made a decision that enough was enough, man. I'm done playing small. I'm going to put my money and my stock and my belief in me, you know, and that's what you got to understand. You are who you are. You're here doing what it is. And if you're not doing what you really, truly want to do, it's time you made the shift. You know what I mean? Like, it's time you stepped a little bit outside your comfort zone and put a little bit of trust and faith in yourself. You know what I mean? And if you're like me, if you're a believer, then you put a little trust in God. And you say, hey, God, help this leg that weighs 800 pounds move just a little bit further in front of the other one. Because I know what that's like. You got the 800-pound leg. You know what I mean? It's like when you're in sales. The phone weighs 1,000 pounds. You got to pick up the phone. And you try to make a phone call. You got to call prospects and cold call and things like that. But once you do it, you know, once you get going and once you create that big M word, the momentum, you look around and you're like, wow. What do you say? Had I known it would have been this easy, I would have done it 20 years ago. That's, I don't know somebody in their 60s or 70s that doesn't always say that. Great Mickey Mantle. Died way too young. The famous New York Yankee ball player always used to say, had I known the abuse I was doing to my body back when I was in my 20s, I would have never drank. Had I known I was going to live this long. And he was only in his 60s. He never even thought he was going to live past 50. You know, the great Mickey Mantle. Had I known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. And I'm here to tell you that don't live with that line that most people say, that had I known that this was going to work out this way, that it was going to be this easy, I would have done it 10, 20 years ago. You got to do it now. You know, had I known my wisdom teeth were going to be okay to get out, I would have done it 30 years ago, you know, which isn't true. I just never wanted them. I've always kind of thought about getting them out, but I was never, put it this way, until the dentist finally said, dude, you got to get these things out. They're going to cause you more problems down the road. It wasn't until he pushed me to do it that I did it. But now that it's over, I'm happy. You know, mouth a little sore. Who cares? The guy that's got four implants, that the same day I did. He's a lot more sore than I am and a lot older and probably in a lot worse shape and didn't rebound. And I think I got to give a lot of credit to exercising, dieting, that whole treating your body right. I think it just responds better when it goes through a little bit of trauma. So my message today, number one, is thank you for all your well wishes. You guys are good sports, man, as I talk about myself every day. I really do appreciate that. I'm just trying to give you a glimpse into the authenticity and the real life of a real person. That's all I try to do. You know what I mean? I have no pretense. I'm not trying to be anybody that I'm not. You know. And here's the good news. I don't want to be anybody else. And I don't know why you would want to be anybody else. You don't want to be me. You don't want to be your neighbor. You don't want to be some super successful person that you see on television. You don't want to be that person. You just want to be a better version of you, right? So why don't you start today and take that foundation that is incredibly awesome and just say, I'm going to be a better version of me. Why don't you just do that? So thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for giving me a little room. Let me talk about this whole wisdom teeth ordeal. I doubt we're done with it because I'm never really done with the story. I'm sure something will come up down the road. And thanks for plugging in, man, and taking action and getting the word out there. Make sure you tell everybody about the Everyday Saturday podcast because it was created for you by an individual who is just like you in the sense that we all want freedom, we all want control of our lives, and we all want to be a better version of ourselves. So why don't you do that today? Make the commitment. Go tell somebody about this show and then go say, today, tomorrow, and the next day, I'm going to take this solid foundation of me and I'm going to make a better version of it. Can you do that? Will you do that? Yes, you will do that. And we'll see you back on the show tomorrow. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.